Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's The Sum of You Show with your favorite intuitive numerologist cousin, Anna, and Liz. Hey, Liz.
Well, that was, we can do a little bit better with how you introduced yourself, I think. So,
you think so?
Yeah, I know so. So, hi, I'm Liz. Thank you for co-hosting today. Lisa had a work schedule situation, and more than being simply the cousin of our favorite intuitive numerologist and co-host, because you're also a favorite co-host of mine, you're also the founder of Universal Energy Media, so it used to be radio, Universal Energy Media, marketing genius, law of attraction master, and just a good time. So you're so much more than a cousin. So much more than that. You're that and so many other things. So thank you for pitching in. I love that, and it's always a great pleasure to co-host the show with you because that's the only way you and I really can be in touch. So I'm glad about that. So how are you, my darling?
I'm good, actually. It's interesting, and I don't know if you and Elise, I'm sure you have. You talked about Marilyn Siegel as, I'm not sure. Elise and I met her at the Holistic Wellness Fair a couple months ago, and
right.
We had the pleasure of spending the afternoon with her yesterday.
Oh,
as
nice.
Funny as it was a trial run through for a radio show, which we did, but we got kicked off the air in true energetic fashion in the middle of it. I picked it up by recording just on the computer until I got us back on the air. So I'm going
right.
to have to be splicing some things together with that show.
Yeah, I was wondering about
and
that.
At the same time, she is just a wonderful energy to be around. Did a little bit of work with us afterwards, clearing some things, which
nice.
Was amazing. And she is potentially another host coming on
oh, great.
With us,
and
hopefully in the near future. Yeah,
she wrote a book, right?
She's got several books out,
right?
And she, the newest one is "Whose Illness Is It Anyway?" Of her,
great title.
She's an identical twin,
mm-hmm.
and her sister was really not well. She had gone through 27 years of pain, and so it was her story of how she had three wake-up calls, and she did so much, how she, you know, basically got called, if you will, just, you know, hey,
mm-hmm.
we're gonna do all the things that happened to her and her sister and how they helped heal each other and heal together. So she was perfectly well, but she would go and get her blood test run. And if her sister, who was not well, all of her symptoms would show up in her blood work. It was really fascinating.
Oh, my
it's a
goodness.
Fascinating book. I didn't expect it to be as good. I'm only a third of the way through, and I'm like, enthralled with this. She
that's great.
Talked about Dr. Norman Cousins, who was
yep.
uh-huh. somebody working on a lot of stuff in the 90s, and she was literally the last, almost the last person that he had a conversation with. Like, he passed away 90 minutes after she left his office.
Oh,
so
my
it was
goodness.
Yeah. So
wow.
It was very interesting and profound things. And she continued to work with him from the other side and also was friends with his wife and for 10 years until she crossed
wow.
over. And the work that they did together, it's just, you listen to these, you know, we call them stories. We listen to this conversation and we're saying, wow, what an amazing story. And this happened, you know, this is her story, her perspective, her and her sister, and how they're now both, you know, they're well. They're well. So the things that they went through, but they're identical twins, and how they were fascinated by how they shared information.
Right.
And she said she wasn't until the 90s that she didn't know that people didn't talk to each other telepathically, because she and her sister always talked to each other telepathically.
That's amazing.
So it's fascinating, you know, and it has to do, a lot of stuff that's coming up for me is about communication, which is interesting, because we're here on the air. We're here communicating. We're here having a conversation.
Right.
This is what we do. And there are situations that you and I are going through personally, not getting into them, where there is a lot of miscommunication.
Oof,
and it's like,
all day.
How did it get, you know, and I don't want to ask the question, how did it get to this? I'm just saying it is where it is. It's time to move forward. Last night was a full moon. The work I did with Marilyn was to free myself of just allow and let go of the stuck energies that are within me so that I can move to the next level. And to free my ex, the same thing, allow her to move to the next level. Whatever that is for her, I cannot create for her. I can't create for you. I can't create for anybody else.
Of course.
I can be a guide. We can be an example.
Sure.
And And so the interesting part of all this is, even in a conversation with someone who doesn't even know really what's going on. I mean, Marilyn was amazing. She just looked at me and she says, you've got a lot of, just, she goes, you have these abilities, you know, and I've had that confirmation so many times about me being able to go beyond, you know, do all the things that I'm, you know, you are able. And yet you still, she said, you're jumping back and forth between the, physical plane and the etheric plane, and which I knew that. And she said, but there's so much distraction for you, and that distraction is like stuck energy. It's time to release that. And that's what she did for me last night. And I said, wow. What I was able to, I'm actually at my home right now. I was actually able to come into my home and not feel heartache, not feel sadness. It was a very different. When I walked in the door, I just felt, I felt clear, and it felt amazing. And I thought to myself, wow, this is fantastic. I do want to say this. We have, if you're on the phone and you're talking to us and you would like the chat, definitely push one and we'll get you on the air with us. And we're here. Liz, of course, will pull a message. And if nobody does push one, I'd like to do an overall message today, because I think it'd be really interesting to see what comes up.
Yes.
Raven Spirit is in the chat with us. I think Jay was there earlier, so he's probably still listening, just rolling about. So good morning, everyone, and welcome.
Hey,
thank
everybody.
You so much for sharing.
Yes, please. Thank you. It's loading up the database. So I'm ready when you are.
Do that. Yeah, we have somebody raising their hand, so let's go ahead and get a caller on the air.
Okay, got it.
Area code 267. Hello. You're on the air with some of you.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, caller, who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, don't think we've spoken with you before, regardless whether we have or not. I'm just asking for permission to connect to your energy, please.
Sure.
Okay, what's going on?
I guess the question I had is, I had a falling out with a really good friend about almost a year ago now, about 10 months ago. And I was wondering if there's ever a chance to repair that friendship, if that's a possibility.
I'm feeling so much sadness right now, like a lot of sadness and a lot of, and this is a good thing. It might sound critical, it is not, but there's a lot of hypersensitivity, which is actually a beautiful thing. So whoever has the hypersensitivity, I don't know if it's you or the other party, there's a lot of beautiful female energy, and it doesn't mean that it's a gender thing, it's an energy thing. I can't tell, and it's irrelevant, really, when we're talking about energy. I can't tell what the physical gender identity is. It's not about that, but there is a strong feminine energy, and there's a hypersensitivity, which is quite beautiful, but also quite challenging to own and express and work with that and manage that in the field of physical life as we understand it now. Is anything what I'm saying making sense to you?
Yeah, I think there's some truth in that, sure.
Okay. So there's a lot of sadness, and I'm sensing that it's the other party that is profoundly sensitive, and there's a big, not so much a miscommunication, but a different trajectory of perception. Is the other person more sensitive than you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So thank you for verifying that, because I'm getting it that it's the other person. So what could be misconstrued as a lack of understanding or miscommunication, it's a processing thing.
Right.
And it's how they process. Now, what's so funny, Brian, right before Anna took your call, I was going to tell her what I just did literally 2 minutes before we got on the air. And it's perfect that you're calling, because I just ordered something on Amazon for myself, because I am very hypersensitive, as are my children. And people think, you're such a pit bull, how could you say that? But the thing is, it's how we present ourselves on the outside and who we really are. Sometimes we have to protect ourselves. We learn to manage all of those elements of what makes us who we are. So sometimes I know that if I'm out and about, and I'm in New York City, so it's crazy here. So if I'm out and about in the world and I could be a tough little go-getter as I am, I know that I'm going to have to balance that with maybe needing to lay low for a few hours or what have you. There's different ways to process and manage so that you can function in the world, but you're also taking care of yourself. So what I was just going to say to Anna that I thought would be a good idea for her to do, which I literally just did seconds before going on the air, was that I went on Amazon and I ordered a therapeutic blanket. So apparently you can get these blankets that are weighted and that mimic the feeling of a hug. And that there's been clinical studies that this helps with many different things. And I have sleep issues, so I got it primarily for that, but it helps with a myriad of issues. And if I like what I ordered, I'm going to get one for each of my kids. I'm going to try it out now. But from the research that I've done, so I say this not only to share this with Anna, but maybe if you really feel, and I feel you really miss this person, and it's been a while that there's been direct contact, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it might be this very odd peace offering. You know, maybe you get two, one for you, one for that person. It might be this odd, totally unexpected, original peace offering. You know, and ask for a reset. Don't even rehash. If you really miss this person and all is forgiven, and you miss them and you want to reset and you can thank them. I just picked up my final divorce papers on Monday. Okay, and on Tuesday,
yeah.
So today's only Thursday, so this is fresh, honey. So on Tuesday, I emailed my ex, and the thing is, it's not like I'm missing this person, and it's not like, oh, my God, what did I do? No, none of that. I need to move forward. And
right.
What I
right.
did in this email, and I did it for me, but also to set that person free in a sense, is acknowledge my gratitude. Is thank you for the growth. I was with this person more than half my life. Okay, I was
right.
so young.
Right.
Thank you for the growth. Thank you. Without you, we wouldn't have these two amazing children. Thank you for being part of this journey. All is forgiven. I wish you nothing but the best. Okay?
Right.
And then, of course, I get this email, like, I don't know what happened. I'm like, okay, fine. So I didn't – I still love you. I'm like, okay, great. So I didn't even – mess with that part of it, because he's where he is And I know one day he'll thank me. Right now he's just too in his feelings and he's too angry and too hurt and too whatever, whatever. But I had to do that to just be in the present to move forward. If you really want to reconnect with this person, it's about being okay with where they are at. You may not understand it. I know my ex doesn't understand what happened. And I thought it was interesting because Anna has said similar things about her situation. And when you're the other party, it's almost like if you don't understand it, I'm so sorry, and I wish I had the language, and I wish I had the means, and I wish I had the stability, and I wish I had less hypersensitivity to express this to you, but where I am, I'm not capable. It doesn't mean I'm weak. It just means we have to part company. So if you're willing, and willingness is such a key word in so many situations, if you're willing to be willing, meaning willing to be willing for whatever this person has to say and to be accepting within that grace. And I think it's an odd peace offering, but if you get one for you and you get one for them and you could say, look, as a starting off point, doesn't matter, you keep this gift regardless, but I think we could both use this as a peace offering. I'd like a reset. And that's my two cents, and I'll see what Anna has to say jumping in.
I have to say that anything is possible. And when you look back at your situation and the falling out, this is about expansion and growth on both sides, which is everything. Every time there's contrast, there is a growth. There's an expansion within yourself energetically, and you've got to, it's the same thing. It's acknowledging that expansion, and we don't always move in the same direction, and that's the part that is not, the not easy part. And acknowledging somebody for where they are is so huge. We may not understand it. I still don't understand what happened and really in my situation as far as the internal stuff. From what I'm understanding, there is this dialogue that goes on inside all of us subconsciously that is almost fight or flight. It's almost it's primal, and it's a lot about survival, but it's also about programming and paradigms and how we were raised. And we could get deeper into that as if we were in therapy or something. And that's not where I want to go with this. What I want to tell you is yes, I want to reset. Also, reaching out to that person is great. Also, and this is something that, and when you were asking the question, Brian, it came in. It was talking about are you familiar with the love languages?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So this, you know, and people think, well, you know, love languages, what's that about? If this is a friendship, you know, why is it it's love. We all love. We're here to love everyone and everything. And so when we can understand and really sit with who that person is and understand their love language and how we communicate with them. And actually before you called in, I think Liz and I were talking about that, how we're on the air and we're communicating, but yet we feel like there's a lot of miscommunication that happens, especially in our personal relationships. And I think that's one of the things that is happening right now, because there's so much, I want to say stuff. I'm not going to call it good or bad. It's just stuff happening in the world. There's energy that's literally like thorny rose bushes or holly poking at you. It's that kind of energy in many cases. And I think a lot of people get caught up in this, and it's almost like we don't see it, and yet it's here, and if we can understand it. So I don't know your situation, but what I feel about that is you can sit with it for a moment, and if you can just review the love language and knowing this person, say, what love language does this person speak? And maybe also, like she was talking about the gift, you know, if this person is someone who likes to receive things, maybe this gift is the love language and offering a gift and saying, I want to reset. There's acts of service. I mean, there's five right now. He's got five of them. And it's like, you know, the different love languages and how to speak with people. And I think that's a huge part, because even though we all speak whatever, you know, we're here talking, we're speaking English to each other. You know, if we were sitting in a room together and getting to know each other, I would want to know, you know, what are your favorite things? What are your favorite colors? What, you know, that's what I want to know about my friends. That's what I want to know. I want, what kind of foods do you like? I want to feed you, you know, I want to feed you. I want to hug you and I want to take care of you. That's my, I want to do that. I do acts of service. That's my love language. And when someone does that for me, first of all, I will tell you, it's amazing when someone does that for me, but I am so not used to it that it throws me off course a little bit. It's like, whoa, wait a second.
Right.
I will tell you, and that's interesting too, to like look at that. So maybe in that falling out, you don't have to rehash it. Just, it's like, what was that about really? Because a lot of times the surfacey stuff is not what it was about. Something deeper, something a little bit more internal for each of you. And if you reach out to that person and say, yes, I'd like a reset, or I want to check on you to see how you're doing. Just come from a place of unconditional love. To me, that, you know, and like I said, anything is possible. Energies shift. If it's been a year, something has shifted with that person. Are you in contact with anyone who is seeing this person or is around this person so you know what's going on in their life? Or is it just complete, you know, cut off?
Complete cut off. And yeah. I would not feel complete comfortable reaching out.
Oh, you would not?
Oh, really?
No, I have. I feel like I got stabbed in the back, and you know,
oh.
I had a.
Well, that's a whole other thing. That's a forgiveness thing. So it's
that,
kind of, yeah, it's kind
well,
of counterintuitive.
It's not even a question of forgiveness. It's for me, it's a question of whether I can trust her again.
That's
and,
forgiveness, though. That's forgiveness. That's forgiveness.
Well, you can forgive somebody, but then. You can forgive somebody and be forgiving towards somebody, but also feel like, you know, I forgive you, but I don't want to have to deal with this again.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, look, I'm divorced. I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I totally, you're preaching to the choir, honey. But
there's
what's going on is that there's a duality within, this is really about you. And there's a duality within you that you, this
right.
is a mirror of your growth and your expansion. As Anna said,
right.
growth is painful, right.
right?
So the thing to get your attention to acknowledge this growth is that experience of feeling stabbed in the back. So if anything, it's not about you necessarily reaching out to this person, but it's using that experience. So.
Right.
That we offer gratitude to that person. I offer gratitude to my ex, you know, with
right.
some resistance. I'm human, a little resistance, because
right.
I went through the ringer, and I felt stabbed in the back
right.
too. I get it. However,
right.
it's a reset for me. So even though I reached out, okay, I reached out to say,
right.
I'm getting the papers are ready, okay, it's done, thank you. I didn't say anything about let's get together, let's do this, let's do that, and the other. And then I got the email that said, well, if you want to talk, I really – and I'm like to myself, no, thank you. And I did not respond. So it really is about getting clear about this, I feel, is more about the relationship with yourself as opposed to that other person, unless the love that you have for that other person is the willingness to risk. Because the thing is – if I had said to my ex, sure, let's get together for coffee, I am risking allowing my hypersensitivity to be exposed and be vulnerable. And because I choose
right.
consciously not to put myself in that situation, I am not engaging with this person because I already know there's nothing for me to gain. I have to move
right.
forward. So this, I would say, get
right.
away the blanket for yourself, honey. You know, and
yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
yeah, yeah, and energetically reach out to this person, meaning for yourself. So you see that
right.
person. This is a so everything we said, but in the virtual, okay, in the energetic realm, I would say, because how it seemed, your intention, your heart is so pure, but it's really a tool for growth. This, you said it with such conviction that I have to honor and respect that, right? You just said, I'm not comfortable reaching out to this person. then we have to honor that.
Yeah.
I want to add
because
to that,
too. It's not about that person.
Yeah.
It's about you
it's not making space for someone.
Go ahead, Anna. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it is. It totally is. And it's when we understand that before we came here, we make contracts with people to go through certain things so that we can expand and grow our experience. And if you can look at this as that, on the other side, this person is probably your best friend, and this person has agreed to come here and be, you know, I don't know how severe it was, but I know on my end it was one of the most nasty experiences, still kind of going through it.
Mm-hmm.
And to have someone that you cared for and that you adored and that you loved do what they did, and it felt like exactly what you talked about, a stab in the back, like, And it takes your breath away. You're like,
uh-huh.
So I did 2 months of, you know, what the heck just happened? And when I got clear, it was like, whoa, wait a second. This is about your boundaries.
Uh-huh.
This is about how you show up. This is about knowing who you are and understanding that some people aren't going to respect that. And you have to be okay with that. And as much as we want to, oh, trust me, I miss my ex sometimes like nobody's business. That was my best friend. That was somebody, 18 years. And that was somebody who I trusted with my most precious information, my thoughts, everything, my children, everything. And to have this person do what they did, and you think, and so but then I had to turn around and say, but bless them, because if it weren't for them doing what they did, these other opportunities I would not be able to step into these other opportunities, meet these people, go to these places, do these things. So look at the blessings that you've received because you've stepped away from this person. And if you can bless the mess, then you've grown, you've expanded, and you've moved on as you're a higher being. I mean, you're not just a spiritual being having a human experience. You are spiritual through and through. You are doing something in the process. Thank you, God. I don't know if you heard that. That was crazy thunder. Amazing. You know, you're this amazing power that is in this human body, and you're experiencing these things. And it's and the way you said it, it was like, yes, it was very powerful and very strong. And being able to release that thing that says I was stabbed in the back and say I was given the freedom to pursue the things that I want to pursue and go do these other things and meet these other people and whatever all the goodness came out of that, you've got to look at that and say I'm blessing the mess and I'm moving forward. Because when we get stuck with someone stabbed me in the back, that's going to perpetuate. And that will happen to you again, sadly, because that's one of my biggest things, like, whoa, okay, how am I being now so that, not that this doesn't happen again, but I'm moving fluidly through my life and being this person, this being that still serves and still is not closing down because I don't trust anymore, or closing down because I'm afraid that something's going to happen to me again. So look at the blessings that you receive and start appreciating, and even appreciate that person for allowing you to be free. And as crazy as your life either was, is, or whatever that is, because I know right now I'm still in the middle of crazy mess, boxing up things and literally getting rid of things. And
yep.
And when we look at that, it's like, what is this going to open up for you? What's going to open up for you when you finally say, you know what, it's okay, I'm done, it's okay. I forgive for me, not for anybody else. I don't have to forget, but I can just be there. And how do I step forward in my life, and how do I move on, and how do I just receive all the blessings that are coming to me because I let go of this? Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really about you loving yourself and you reconnecting yourself and you forgiving the situation. Not, you know what I mean? So if you put out the energy that's not necessarily directed solely at this person, but it's more gratitude, appreciation. Okay, got the lesson. Ouch, got it. But then loving and forgiving the experience, because I really think it's about creating the space for something that's at a lighter energy level, a higher vibration, higher frequency. And it's almost like the letting go of the old needs to really, that surrender, so that you can, like Anna had said, surrendering is so key, that willingness, so that you can create new experiences. And if it's a matter of fate that you cross paths with this person, so be it. But that, I could tell, like, that wound is so prevalent. And, you know, I talked about hypersensitivity and all of that. Well, that wound is your representation of hypersensitivity, that, no, you don't want that. What you really want is to move on and to experience other. It's really not about that other person.
Yeah.
So thank you for going full circle and saying
you're asking the question about connecting with this person again. With what you're in right now, the answer's no.
Yep.
No.
The answer's hell no.
The answer's no. Yeah, hell no.
Hell
and
no.
Should you shift and move and expand, and should that person shift and move to and expand, and one day there is a reconnection of some sort, you will feel very differently, and you're going to be very wise and very aware of this. But, you know, to answer your question for right now, the answer is no, because
no.
This is for you. As Liz knows, her experience is for her. My experience is for me. And we don't have to, we can choose, you know, how we reach out. We can choose, because when you continue to choose to move forward, and chances are with how you're experiencing right now, there would be something that didn't feel good. So follow your gut, you know, follow your instinct on that. Brian, you intuitively, you know, and this is about you letting go of the stab, letting go of the hurt, as we all are working on that as well. And every person has some perspective. It's perspective. If you look at it, everyone's got a perspective of every situation. So it is for you to release and let go. And now you're aware. You're very aware. And don't allow that to, I guess, hold you back from your power and who you are, because there is a bigness in you that that just wants to get out there and
obviously.
And know.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Are you feeling a bit restless? Like maybe that's what prompted you to call? What was the feeling as you were dialing in?
I think just a little anxiety.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Just general life anxiety and just discontent.
Get that blanket for yourself, honey. I just ordered one in mint green.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get it for yourself. I was so excited because, yes, I could say, oh, yes, my papers went through and all of that. If I go back to a year ago, I was technically homeless. That's how painful things were. I could not breathe the same oxygen as this person. And I'm the custodial parent, okay? So it was so painful. And now it's about recovery and healing. I just had to get through it. So it's about recovering and healing. It's going to take time. How long ago did this happen with you guys?
This took place last summer. I mean, it was like, you know, 1 minute.
About a year, you said. That's right. You did say that.
Yeah, 1 minute you feel like you have a best friend, and then overnight everything's completely different.
Of course.
You never get
an explanation
or anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That happens.
And then the reasoning doesn't even make sense to you.
No, it doesn't. And you know what? And I could say this. My ex would say exactly what you're saying. She stabbed me in the back. I don't know what happened. I hear Anna talking. I'm like, oh, my God, it sounds like my ex. And I don't have the language. I don't have the means of communication. It's done. I can't explain it. I can't explain it in terms that will be understood by this person. And I feel like, well, let me not make more damage than I have already, although I've been extremely vilified in all of this, and there's been no ownership. It's just been all put on me. So at the end of the day, I have to forgive, and move on, but keep the boundaries. Right. But this is good because your heart is now, it's a different kind of pain. It's your heart opening. So we get confused when our heart opens, and we think it's more that pain of the hurt, but it's a beautiful ache. It's very different. And if you really got still and you thought about that, it's because you are now willing to really let that go. Your conviction to not want to reach out is what told me energetically where this phone call was going, regardless of what your question was.
I'd love to get a phone call, you know,
but
feel that it's not
my place
to be the one to reach out.
Well, you have to be okay.
It's not my place to do that.
You have to be okay whether you get the phone call or not. You're calling us. You're learning to love yourself. That should be. It should be enough. It should be enough because that. Go ahead, Anna. Jump in, Anna. Go.
Well, I was going to say, it's on the other person's side. I feel like it's fear. There's a fear there, and there's a and again we talk about programming from when we were small children, how we were raised, everything that comes into relationships, friendships, intimate relationships, marriages, parent-child, child-parent, all of that is created as we grow and expand, even from a small child. And on the other side, I feel like this person didn't or doesn't know how to perceive this relationship or how to be in this, and there's a fear. And so when the fear comes up, our subconscious says, run away, much like a big tiger coming after you, run away.
Sabotage it.
So a lot – what's that?
Yeah, you sabotage it.
Right.
Sabotage.
Yeah. And it's not
right.
The thing is, O'Brien, you know, it's not a lot of it's not conscious. And that's what I'm realizing too. I realized that a lot of what happened in my relationship was not consciously created. It was subconsciously created based on a paradigm from childhood. And how sad to me that you ruin a huge big part of your life based on how you were treated as a child.
That's heartbreaking.
So, again, You say it's not my place to reach out, and yet at the same time, it's like in this, it sounds like you're the more mature adult. You know, it's like so. I'm thinking, I feel, I feel like on the other side, you said it doesn't make sense. You know what happened? It was like overnight, and it's like because there is a subconscious dialogue running with us all the time, and when there's something that comes up that says, oh, this is unfamiliar, oh, this is too much kindness, or oh, this is too much love, or oh, then it's I don't deserve this. I'm not worthy of this.
Right.
I can't have this because I can't acknowledge it. And then it's run away. And you can't tell them that you love them enough, and you can't tell them that they're worthy enough, and you can't tell them that you really want to reach out to them, but you're not because you're hurting. That is huge.
Well, no,
and I get
because
that.
It might have the opposite effect of what's intended because I could reach out or I could say something, and even if I said all the right things, it could be taken completely wrong way. And, you know, the thing, too, that I'm learning is that, you know, people like this, they hurt other people. They hurt a lot of other people.
Yes.
And a lot of times they will not take responsibility for
Thank
what they're
you.
Doing.
Nope.
And the hurt comes in from when you know you get and I remember the last time we talked and I said, look, you know, I haven't heard from you in a couple months. I know something's wrong, and I explained my problem, and it was like everything was turned around against me, and it was like she made herself out to be the victim, and it's like it didn't even make sense to me. You know, but I think with the benefit of hindsight, I see that this is probably somebody that has a pattern of unstable relationships.
Mm.
You know,
and
somebody
that's what I'm talking about. It's a program.
Yeah.
It's a program. She's running a program, and until she realizes that she's running a program and that she can shift herself, it's her choice, then there is nothing you can do. Because it's very similar to what I'm dealing with. And I would not really reach out to this person except that she's the mother of my children. That's really one of the main reasons. And, I mean, I care about her. I was in a relationship for 18 years. So, but it's the same thing. She has a a string of unhealthy relationships that after she left me went through, you know, we've been apart for 2 years. I've she broke so-and-so's heart. She did. It's like, yeah, string of very unhealthy relationships. They don't know.
Well,
how
the
to
thing is, people like that
people.
Too. What I'm realizing is that a lot of times they're extremely likable. They make friends very easily, but they lose friends quickly.
Sure.
And the hurt comes from the fact that you think, well, gee, if I've lost a friend over this, you know, then I probably really wasn't ever that close of a friend, at least not the way I thought I was.
Well, no, it's her relationship with herself, and it's that picture is being reflected onto you. So it's two different things.
It's a mirror. They layer their stuff on you. But you brought this is definitely an expansive part of who you are, and from that your awareness is keen now. And I think about that. It's like I feel like my awareness is keen now.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love for it not to be a place for you so that you don't not trust, you know. I want you to be able to be open with people and not, you know, shut down because someone hurt you so badly. And I think that's the key thing for you is to be open and understand that you're worth it, man. I mean, you are absolutely worth it and that you're an amazing person. And I think each and every person, if we could seriously just stand in a mirror and look at ourselves and tell ourselves we love ourselves, you know, then there's an old Saturday Night Live joke about all that, but it's true. I mean, you've got to love yourself first and then be able to give that love to others. And I think once we feel worthy, you know, it relieves a lot of that anxiety and a lot of that stress. But I do understand there's so much work that, you know, there's so many things like self-care, take care of yourself. That's I can't say that enough. Take care of yourself, because in taking care of you, you are going to attract the people and the places and the opportunities and everything into your life. It's so huge. Self-care is so huge. Like, you know, you with the therapeutic blanket, I'm going to look into that. It's huge.
Girl,
it's huge.
I think I'm going to get them for my kids. I'm going to try it out. But I was so excited to learn about this. And I think that the fact that when you said you walked into the home and you felt such a clearing, then these are steps that you're taking, steps that Brian's taking. Like, it's good. It really isn't about the other person. And it's about your freedom.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Brian, man, thanks for calling. You know, you're like hanging in there with all of us. We're in the same thing. Like,
oh, we sure are.
I mean, it's what just happened, you know, a year ago for me too.
Yeah.
What just happened? They walked out the door. What just happened? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So bless the mess, man. Bless the mess and know that you are so worth more, absolutely more.
Thank you.
And,
all right.
You know,
right. Well, thanks for checking us out. And we're on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8:30 to 9:30 Eastern time. So give us a call back and let us know how you're doing. Create the space for something beautiful
definitely.
To come in.
Definitely.
Great talking to you.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart.
Thanks, Brian. I just think it's amazing how so many people are going through similar situations.
Oh my God, it's everybody.
It's how we handle our energy and how we experience that. And I never knew that there were people in this world who could just hold such animosity and such what I feel like is hatred. And I call it. I think it's insane. And it's almost like they're spitting on you constantly. I'm like, whoa.
Yep.
I mean, every day. I mean, not every day, but when I do, like yesterday, we had a session together. Her and the therapist, and we don't talk to each other. We go in the therapist's office, we sit with the therapist, she talks to each of us, and then we walk out the door, we don't talk to each other.
It's
very
sad.
People that have spent so much time together don't talk to each other. And
So
I'm the one that generally tries to reach out and say, hey, do you want to go grab a cup of coffee? Or, hey, do you want to go? And it's like I slapped her. And I'm like, whoa, okay. I'm backing off, you know. And and so it's always, I get this rampage of, you never loved me, you don't let, you know, you never loved me, but it's on and on and on.
I don't
and
get that.
Wow.
I don't get that
and
at
I,
all.
And I'm a person of service. I serve. What do? I buy you a house. I buy you cars.
You express such love. Like, I find that so, I don't get it. Like, you did a parade.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't keen on the idea of children. You went along with it. Like, she basically ran this show, and you supported that. In a sense.
Yeah. I love my kids. And I
you're amazing.
I love my kids. And,
yeah,
and oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
The fact that I don't get to see them because I'm told that I'm a
right.
terrible
and
parent.
What a price,
like, wait a second.
What a price that you are paying. I don't understand that. And what was interesting, and it's so helpful that you and I can sort of cross exchange different perspectives. So in the email, because he's the one who is so angry and furious, I'm just trying to keep myself together. And in the email that he wrote back, he said, I'm still angry. I'm trying to deal with it, but I love you. Let's get together. I'm like, hell no. So it's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, no. And that makes it okay? Like, because you're going through
it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Acknowledge
like, so
and
I'm,
release, yeah.
I'm saying it to your point. You just said that you're dealing with all of that venom and stuff, and that's the whole thing. We have to release it because in their experience, because it's so immersive for them, there's no room for seeing to the other side of that in terms of, well, let's be rational. And but I can justify I'm angry because this person did me wrong. Well, that's what I'm getting. Yeah, and I think that's what you're getting a little bit.
I know, and I'm just trying to understand. But we do have a couple other hands raised.
Oh, well, my goodness, we are busy today. Okay.
We are busy today.
Girl.
You're on the summer of the show.
Good morning, ladies.
Hello.
This is Marguerite.
Hi, I know.
Hey.
How are you, darling?
Hi. I'm good. I want to know if we were, like, separated at birth or something.
Who, all of us?
Anna.
Okay.
Well, okay, but I can add you to Liz, and your last caller, Brian. Everything we go through, it's not about us. It's about learning something about us, I guess I want to say. And the choices that we make, not choices that someone else makes, are how we feel against how somebody else feels. It's kind of a back and forth thing because I have been dealing with my youngest daughter, who is like your ex, Anna, where we are not allowed to see my grandchildren.
Oh my God, that's right.
For almost 2 years now.
Oh.
And the baby, I've seen 3 or 4 times, maybe, held him twice. He just celebrated his second birthday.
Oh, that's devastating.
And I've had to learn to accept whatever my daughter, because this is my daughter's pattern. It's not mine. You know, I choose whatever makes my daughter happy. But unfortunately, when she crosses the line and physically hurts somebody, that's when I'll step in. So far, it's not gone that far, but she has verbally gone off on almost everybody in the family, and I take that as a way of her boyfriend controlling her to the point where he has almost isolated my family away from her, and that's her choice. She chooses to do it. You know, I can't say, you know, you can't do this. She's an adult. So I've had to learn this along the way. And at my age, it's kind of sad because I didn't bring this child into the world to do this, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, I didn't raise her this way. But then I see the pattern. She was here. She's here to do these things. I can't stop her from doing them. And she's already been married and divorced twice. And each time I see more of the pattern of what she's doing. She chooses that family over her own. in each one. But this one is basically cutting her family off. And it's sad because, you know, the kids have cousins and, you know, other families. And the things that she'll say, even like on social media, that I'm such a drama person, or I haven't spoken to her since
she's
January.
Talking about you.
Yeah, she said that about me to her sister just last week, and then she put it on there, and she said something about I don't respect her family, her children, because I don't give gifts in the same amount, I guess you want to say, you know what I mean? They're not valued at the same.
Such misconstruction and again, going back to what we were saying to Brian about hypersensitivity, mm-hmm. it's like that can mm-hmm. be so exploited and so used as weakness and so not understood.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right,
and that's what's happening, because it's a denser energy. Oh, that's terrible.
And I felt so bad because I wanted to send a birthday. I don't even know when his birthday is because I wasn't told when he was born. I asked if I could see him.
Oh my
and I
God!
Got a response. So there's a thing where it started over 2 years ago. So I'm kind of. Mm. You know, I'm this good person. I will do anything, but I will not use myself to somebody else's benefit. I guess it's kind of like, you know, this baby, this 2-year-old person has no idea who I am. But I want to send him a card. And how do you explain opening a card to somebody you have no clue who you are? You know, but I'm all analytical. I am going to, you know, play this out over and over again, and I know it's not going to come out any different.
Of course.
But I still, it all comes down to, if we want to help somebody else, we have to help ourselves first.
Yes,
if
ma'am.
If I can't feel good about myself, then I can't do anything for anybody else. So sending a card is not going to make me feel better if it's, you know, it's just...
And I think at this point, what I've said, what Anna and I have discussed on the air, off the air, and I have another friend that's dealing with custody issues as well, where the mother, and it's so sad because it's actually one female gay person and one male gay person, but they were so drawn to have children and they were really good friends. So then they're not married, but the children are biologically theirs because she's really fertile and the turkey baster worked, don't ask. And what's so tragic, and what I said to him is what I've said to Anna, and I'm saying it to you, that there's only so right now they can exercise, the other party can exercise the control because they're custodial, but mm-hmm. time marches on.
Right.
And you will just hold space. It's almost like you're holding a vigil, and you look at mm-hmm. this as a sacred practice for yourself. Forget the card. Forget, you know, to this, just energetically reach out to this child. You could get the card, right, and then maybe just have like a special container or box or something nice, and all the things that you would love to give via the baby's mom, your daughter, and do that. And then one day you can give it to that person because time marches mm-hmm. on.
Yeah.
And that's it, because you can't deal with that kind of energy. She's mm-hmm. she's using your hypersensitivity and your grace and your spirituality mm-hmm. and all that, because she's so terrified of what's inside of her that there's no willingness to really do the work. This one doesn't mm-hmm. want to do any work for anything, so she's going to be I don't know this, but this is what I'm getting, Raven. She's going to be a professional victim. If she could have a PhD in victimhood, she'd have
that's
that.
Exactly her.
I rest my case.
She is a strong-willed person.
That's it.
But if somebody will give her anything, she will take it.
Yeah.
It's not like she won't work.
She's not going to.
But it's more she will.
Entitled.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I would say when the thing is she expects.
Mm-hmm.
When you say, I'm putting down my toys, I am not playing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you still fulfill the need as a grandmother. And I get it. I remember when I was childless after losing a child, I really enjoyed buying gifts for my friends' kids because mm-hmm. I felt like a mom. There was something inside of me, and since I didn't have a living child to buy baby clothes for or whatever, mm-hmm. that was therapeutic for me. So in that vein that you're doing it for you and you're going to archive this, whether it takes days, mm-hmm. months, weeks, years, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter. Yeah. And you will create and have something beautiful. Well, on this day, this year, this month, I thought of you because it was your second birthday. This is the card. And you write it as if that person, and it's like a time capsule.
Right.
And you mm-hmm. just trust that one day you'll line up and you can give that, and that person, that child, your grandchild, will have mm-hmm. that. But I would
right.
say, and the thing is, your daughter expects you to play to walk into that trap, and you're smarter than that.
Mm-mm.
You are way
no,
smarter
I did,
than that.
Yeah,
you're not doing
way
it
back
anymore.
In January, I did something, and that was it. And
thank you. Right,
right,
exactly.
It was like a day or two before my granddaughter's birthday,
right.
her oldest,
right.
and we haven't been invited to any of their birthdays. So
oh
about
God.
A couple weeks later, maybe a month later even, I said, I still have her birthday present, her gifts. He goes, what? Her birthday gifts. For who? And I'm like, she's playing this game. I said, for so-and-so. And, well, we're sleeping. It's always around the baby.
Yes.
And it's always like we
right.
can't come to the. So I said, okay, fine, I'll leave it outside.
Oh, my God.
And that was the last time. And I told my other daughter, I said, from now on, I will send, like, gift cards. And that's for, I'm not even picking and choosing. They're all going to get the same thing. I'm
right.
not even going to bother. You'll, you know,
no,
this and
that's
this
it.
And this.
That's it.
So,
so you're working within those boundaries. And good
oh,
for you.
Yeah.
And you're taking care of you. You're taking care
yeah.
of you. It's like poor Anna.
Yeah.
How many times does Anna have to
yeah.
take a sack full of
I
gifts?
I throw things
yeah.
on the balcony.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I throw them on the balcony for thank you. Right.
Oh, gosh.
I throw
yeah.
it on the balcony.
Well, that's the only way
they get this stuff, you know?
Oh, it's heartbreaking.
It's crazy.
It's not just, and the thing is, it's like,
right.
why should the kids suffer due to somebody's
exactly.
arrogance and ego?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all about kids.
I would never
keep
my kids away from their dad or anybody. Like, that.
Mm-hmm.
That it's,
yeah.
it's
yeah.
just not right.
So we know, I mean, I know it. My daughters, my other two that were here, well, the older one, she had enough, and she's not one to kind of stay quiet anyway. And she called her and talked to her and had it out with her.
Good.
And it was it came. I mean, my younger daughter just kept saying, "It's everybody. This you did this and this."
Of course.
I'm like,
yeah. Okay.
I
okay.
just didn't say anything because she's
not
taking responsibility
yep,
for
nope.
what. It's not about the kids. It's about
her. One day she's gonna need mommy.
So.
Watch. One day.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna need mommy, and of course, as mothers, as you know, we know how we are. You just need one
mm-hmm.
apology, and that's it. Just one apology, and all's forgotten, all forgiven.
Mm.
And it's gonna happen where she's gonna something so. I'm not wishing ill by any stretch
mm-hmm.
of the imagination, but something so important. Let's leave it like that. So significant.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then it's a starting off point. But,
yeah,
yeah I'm so sorry. But, yeah, you as of January, of course, what else are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did something else, which
okay.
I've been wanting to do. I gave her a chance to come and get the gifts from my daughter came up here for her youngest daughter's birthday right before Easter. So we
uh-huh.
had a big party, birthday, Easter slash.
Right.
And she wouldn't come. The other one wouldn't come. And I held on to the stuff, and I texted my daughter. I said, it's still here, you know, whenever you guys can come over. And then the next, I got a text saying, you may come over here at the certain time. And I said, we'll be here all day. You can come over anytime. That was it. I never.
Right.
So the gifts were here until last week when my daughter was up. When I was, we brought the grandkids up here for a week. And they
mm-hmm.
came to get them, and she saw them, and I didn't say anything. I took the two older gifts for the two kids to our cousin who is watching her daughter's two kids every now and then because her daughter passed away.
Oh, my God.
So I said, you know, here, take this. Oh, no, give them to your grandkids. No, they all have their gifts.
Good.
There was just stuff that she could have at the house when
Good.
Her grandchildren
Good.
Come over.
Good.
And I knew that they
Good.
were going to somebody who would appreciate them.
There you go.
I know
and
my
that's what
grandkids
it's about.
Would. Daughter
yep.
wouldn't. So I still have the baby's gift. I still have his. So I'm you know, like you said, put away things. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to hold on to it.
Yep, that's it.
So, yeah. So, but everything comes down to our own choices. You know, we would like to change somebody else's ideas or choices, but we
right.
can only choose for ourselves.
That's right.
You know, and hopefully it's the right choice for us and not we're doing it for somebody else. We can't do it for somebody else. It just doesn't work out.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know
and
what?
When the kids are older, when the kids are mm-hmm. old, this is the thing that I look at. Kids grow up, and kids will
yeah,
know.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
They can reach mm-hmm. out to you. That's their choice. I mean, I just found
mm-hmm.
out I have another brother, and he and I,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're sitting around. My sister and brother and I are sitting around, and he's like, you know, I didn't do this. You guys didn't do this, but we're here now. Let's move
mm-hmm.
forward. You know, I
right.
think the sad part is as kids grow up, I loved watching my kids grow. And, you know, they're 8 and 12 now, so they're older, but they're still growing. And every time I got to, and when the last time I saw Jade was about a month ago, I got to see him for a few hours. And he had changed tremendously from 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself,
right.
you know, I'm, that's the heartbreak is I'm missing certain aspects of their growth and expansion. And who's influencing them? How are they being?
Mm-hmm.
And I know my kids are very much protected, and they're very much their own energies. So I'm hoping that they at least carry that with them until I get to see them again. But one thing that I'm going to do is I'm putting together a box of affirmations, like little hearts and little shapes and stuff, and writing little
mm-hmm.
affirmations and putting them in a box. And I'll be tossing that on the balcony very shortly so that when every day, hopefully if they get it, every day they'll pull out a little affirmation and it'll just be a little note that says, pull one out every day and just know I'm thinking about you. And so
mm-hmm.
that's something that I just wanted to give them. That's just a gift, just acknowledging that I did tell them and I feel like our connection, they're connected to me like so many people. The moment we see each other, we pick up right where we left off.
That's the best.
And I love that. That
mm-hmm.
relationship,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Yep.
There was one
so
moment a couple of weeks ago when we went camping, the three of us, my son and my husband, and my former son-in-law, the first one, they just live, I can see his house, and his parents is down the road. So I know my granddaughter's here every other week, and eventually, you know, she's 11 and a half, a few years maybe not even that long, she's going to question why she's not allowed to come over here.
Yep.
I mean,
well,
she'll probably walk by the house, but she's not even allowed to come in, you know, over. And that's sad for somebody that age. And all I can think of is you're training your own children to do just what you're doing, to think that it's okay to do that. And it's sad, but that's not my choice. So we did get to see her. She waved at us before we waved at her because she doesn't even know we got a new car. That's how sad it is. So, but she kind of looked like shocked because, you know, there we were right in front of her. So, yeah, we just have to let those, whatever it is, go and let the universe take care of it and just, you know, put
yep.
it in their hands and just say, please bless it and keep them protected.
Yep.
And,
yep. Yep.
And, you know, just keep going on.
That's it.
Yep.
What else can we do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
Yep.
But you're seeing the light and you are taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I love that you are gifting a child that can use some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. And let me pull since Anna had mentioned this earlier, it's perfect. So this is, we'll wrap up the show. Let's have you pick a message, and this is for everybody. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm ready when you guys are.
me 1 second. There really is. This needs to be cleaned out. There's so much information.
Okay, Blog Talk.
I mean,
all right, so Mark's
recording.
I can just.
Okay, yes. She did it. Thanks.
You pick it, right?
Okay. Got it. So the message, the number with this message is 622. When in doubt as to how to proceed, isn't that funny? That's hysterical. When in doubt as to how to proceed, always start with finding opportunities to express and offer love, no matter what, and especially when in fear. Well, this just tells us everything. I'll read it again. That's perfect. When in doubt as to how to proceed, always start with finding opportunities to express and offer love, no matter what, and especially when in fear. And I'll let you play with us. 622.
622. Well, six is the number of love, which I think is amazing. Two is partnerships and cooperation. It's about being, being around people, loving people, that too. And, of course, the 22, that's the ink number, 22. It's all power numbers there. You're looking at it. But here's something interesting, and I'm going to mention this really quick. We had somebody who set up, and I guess, Raven, you might have seen it, who kind of blasted us in the chat room, and they were talking about love being lip service. And Brenda Bradshaw brought this to my attention, so thanks, Brenda. I know you're going to definitely, Brenda and I have been having off-air conversations, so it's really good. But just knowing that there are people out there who you've got to let them do their journey. I mean, and that's what it's about, this is what it's about. It's about we just love unconditionally and be there when people need us. And when we do that, it shifts the energy. We can only be an example for people, right? We can only be the example of how to be on this planet and how to be the best human that we can be and have the best human experience that we can be. So, and all those numbers together add up into a one. What is the one? The 10, 101, self, the I am. We're back to the I am. Mm-hmm. So that's powerful. Powerful, powerful, good stuff.
Yep.
Okay.
Great message.
Thank you.
Well, so glad that you were able to share some space with us today, and to pick such a beautiful message is great. So we will wrap up the show now. So thank you to everybody. If you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. This particular show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Thanks to listeners, callers, and a wonderful co-hosting with you. And as always, looking forward to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Thanks, everyone.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.